Teesside has always had comedy running through its veins, from the chaotic surrealism of Vic and Bob.
True or false, Cheryl Cole's music is not as entertaining as her divorce.
To Roy Chubby Brown's best-selling blue gags.
Although some of my stuff is observational, the majority of it is, you'll never guess what he said. So that's where I come from.
And in times of revolving bad news and financial hardship, having a laugh is perhaps more important than ever. During the next hour, we'll be looking at the rise of the stand-up scene in our area and talking to the Teesside comedians that went from the club circuit to the big time.
For shooting stars, if we're going to do something that could injure them, we do have to warm them.
Growing up in the North East, and we love it. I mean, we do get a bit proud here, where we sometimes do get a bit worried if people do come and try and take the mick out of us, but there's nothing more than us loving taking the mick out of ourselves. It's hilarious, isn't it?
Hearing the memories from those that helped bring the biggest names to our region.
The main problem with Tommy Cooper was keeping him occupied after he'd been on stage, because... He liked to drink, did Tommy Cooper?
I'll be meeting those aiming to become the next generation of comic stars and looking at what's driving the recent growth of local comedy nights.
I think people tend to, like, look at what money they've got and think, right, well, we'll make a night of it. I think people want to just shut off from the problems, and then they come down, they have a few drinks, and they can just relax and enjoy the night.
Generally, it's hugely supportive, and people want in the town want there to be a comedy night or want something, like, excessive that they can come and see. It's huge. I think the scene is honestly as big now as it's ever been. I think it's as big as it wants to be.
Plus, join me as I ask one of life's biggest questions. Can anyone become a stand-up? I foolishly agreed to attempt it, and later in the programme, you'll be able to hear just how I got on.
I love it. I mean, to be honest, I think, of course, you can. Anyone could do stand-up. I think everyone's got a sense of humour. Write what's funny, what you think is funny.
Do I have a chance?
You're going to do really well. Easy, man, easy. Just do your stuff. Nice and bubbly. You're from Bury. You've got a lovely accent. You can't go wrong.
It might sound a little bit egotistical, but for me, I always see on stage what I find funny. If you set yourself this is a challenge. This should definitely be a challenge. I mean, it's one thing to do research, but... This is first hand.
Please welcome the fantastic Mr. Lee Johnson.
Very nice to be in Red Car. Yes, I should tell you now, I just want you all to turn your phones off. I'm not so much bothered about them going off or anything like that. It's just I am a journalist, and I'll probably hack into your voicemail at some point through the night, so it's the benefits for you, really.
I'm Lee Johnson, and this is Funny Talks on BBC Tees. Comedy is enjoying its biggest boom for years. Stand-up performers are selling out show after show, performing to tens of thousands of fans up and down the country. But at a time when we've all got less money in our pockets, you'd think splashing out on watching a comedy show would be way down our list of priorities. But in fact, the complete opposite is happening. Here on Teesside, the local scene is enjoying a huge boom period. Regular comedy nights have been springing up right across the BBC Tees region over the past 3 years, from Big Mouth in Middlesbrough to Hot Potato in Hartlepool and Catch 22 in Stockton. More of us are going to comedy gigs. But why?
It's great comedy. It's close, it's local, it's very, very good value compared to other places in the country. There's always up-and-coming talent that you see, and it's always a great night out. And something strange always happens, guaranteed. Every single time I've been, something bizarre happens that you'll talk about for a long time after.
The odd advert would catch your eye. Now I purposely look to see who's on in case I miss somebody. Yeah, live entertainment for 13 quid, you can't beat it, no matter what. It's, you know...
Yeah, it's tremendous value, Rick.
Yeah,
tremendous value.
The art's brilliant. It's such a brilliant place, and it's so local, and, you know, I think we should all support it.
I'm not sure, really. I think, like, there's obviously worse things you can do with your money. Like, I'm thinking, like, a night out in Stockton, obviously, like, if it's a brave one. I think you'd probably spend quite a bit, and then you taxi home, Parmore. I think probably works out cheaper coming here. So I think the bees here are a bit cheaper here than in town as well. So
it's just, you know, don't get many nights out, so something like this is a good thing to spend your money on. Good value for money.
There's definitely a lot more people coming along now, and it's gone twice a month now. It was only on once a month when we started coming, so you can really see the effect it has on the area. Everyone seems to really enjoy it. The economy's in such a state, and the area's in such a state that you need a laugh, don't you? So that's why you choose comedy.
Middlesbrough-based promoters 10 Feet Tall run the majority of the new comedy nights in our area. Peter Vincent looks after the comedy arm of the operation and is also a comic writer.
It was just ARC running, which was once a month. There was no